And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
that chick, that chick.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, welcome to the bonus episode. If this part ends up going public, I want you to know the reason the Grief Sucks shows are selling out so quickly, if you're not on Patreon, is because the tickets are released first on Patreon. And then after they've had time to buy their tickets, then they go public. By the time that happens, a lot of the tickets are already purchased. So, I mean, shout out to y'all on Patreon. Y'all been pulling up and flying in. But if you're not on Patreon, it's not just a bonus episode that you're missing out on. You're missing out on videos that never go public. You're missing out on early ticket drops. But most importantly, you're missing out on the community. With that being said, Brooklyn all sold out in 2 hours public. Shout out to y'all. Every city, every show we've done so far has been sold out. Rave reviews. Fun, quick story. Last night, Deon Cole pulled up to the Grief show.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At one of the most vulnerable moments. I was not able to hold it together last night. He pulled up. He did not know it was grief based.
It wasn't a tear, Angel. It was a weep.
Oh, it was full on
Mahalia Jackson tear, sobbing and crying, weeping and wailing.
Audience crying. He said he came in. He was like, he looked back. He said, I thought this said comedy. This is supposed to be a comedy night. He didn't know it was grief. He said, what did I walk in on?
What's the show called? You're like, Grief Sucks.
He was like, oh. He was like, my mom just passed. I wish I would have known. But he's just like, oh, I heard Kev was upstairs. He had a show downstairs in the main room. He's like, I heard Kev was upstairs. So I just wanted to see Kev perform. He's like, why he crying? Tony was crying.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony cried. This is Tony. He had a hoodie on.
I already know.
Tony, he did good all night. And then he folded up.
In the video?
His hood all the way down.
Oh.
He left me a great message. Let me play it for you. Describing the show, and then we'll kick it off.
Kev, man. Kev. That was a beautiful show, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just covering the relationship, how it all went down at Jay's passing, the things people did around you, how you felt internally, showing the unflattering parts that we all go through when we're dealing with grief, putting that out there on display. It just flowed so good, man. And it was, I like your pacing. You took your time. And I know you don't like taking your time. You always want to be, you know what I'm saying, always want to be doing something up there. But I feel like I could tell you was like taking your time with it. You know what I mean? And, you know, knowing that you don't have to rush this because it's not a typical stand-up set. You ain't got to be joke. So you were sitting in the pocket of storytelling, jokes, real moments, joke, you know what I'm saying, sad moments, a joke within the sad. And it just flowed, and it was smooth, and it was interesting. It wasn't boring. And it's always different when you know people personally. People are like, yeah, it's not boring, but like, you know, even a person that doesn't know you personally, they can still find the gems within it and just be like entertained about what you were going through, how you felt, the commonalities people go through with, you know, the death of a loved one and all those experiences. And so, yeah, man, it's a great show, dog. And I know you're still developing it, but man, that was a good ass time.
There you go.
Me and Tony experienced two different shows. You were joke at the show I was at.
Angel, I'm telling you, I perform the same way. The audience is different.
I believe it. They just didn't hear jokes then. Because the first 20 minutes, I was like, this is the most jokes per minute I have heard out of Kev ever. I mean, the first 20 minutes, I was like, oh my God. He is not letting up off of, I mean, in a good way. Yeah. I was just like, shocked as all hell.
I think because the audience was a different vibe last night, I was able to sit in the vulnerable moments
longer.
Longer.
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't rush out of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'd be like, get up out of there. Yeah. I didn't get up out of there.
Get up out of there. Yeah.
Somebody said, is there going to be a documentary? Maybe. Maybe the Spanish guy is back at the helm. Maybe the Spanish guy is shooting and directing his second full-length documentary film. Spanish Guy Productions.
Yeah, I'm crying every night at these shows for y'all, man.
Shashi going through it, man.
My God.
How I love you. How I do. All right. Let's kick this off with possibly the biggest story in black media. Glorilla's sister, Scarface. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with New York's Scarlip.
Or the rapper Scarface.
Or the movie Scarface.
Or the lion Scar.
Oh, that's good.
This is Scarface Woods,
or Scarlett
who
Johansson.
Has been publicly campaigning for Gloria Hallelujah Woods, her sibling, one of 10, to break the family off. I'm sorry, break the siblings off some bread. She went on
and
TMZ.
And the mama working at FedEx.
Okay, this is her on TMZ with Harvey and I don't know the black dude's name. Do you know his name?
Black dude with the dreads. That's his name.
Black dude with the dreads.
Black dude with the dreads.
Let's start with just your grievance that you feel that your sister has an obligation,
Charles,
to share the
That's
will.
What I said.
Oh, you did?
Hey, I said black dude with the dreads. That's Charles. We stay here, we struggle together. Took baths and bottles of water, wrist brooches, all that. Yeah, she obligated. His damn friends obligated. She doing everything for them. So, yeah, I feel like I'm obligated.
What is it you think she's not doing for the family? What is the... you're making it sound like there's a real financial hardship. Describe what you're talking about.
She's not doing nothing. 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 She's not doing nothing for family. At all. She do little oohs and ahs for our parents or whatever, but barely nothing, because my mama still clocking the clock at FedEx. No, she don't want to work. Gloria got y'all believing this fake-ass, imaginary-ass thing where she retired them. No, she did not. My dad retired because his time was up. She supposed to have retired my mama, but she didn't. My mama still clocking the clock at FedEx.
Why does she owe it to you to support you and to support the family beyond what she wants to do? It's her money, right?
Because don't want no interviews talk about our struggle. You want to do that.
Is that music in her background?
That's not right. You don't say and talk about struggle and share and struggle with. You are, it's not one sibling. You got nine other siblings. She got her money, Jebica. She got plenty of other in Memphis. She getting money too. I got two siblings staying down there in Atlanta with her that she treat them like housemaids. Y'all keep on making, painting this picture like she's just a good person, an upright person. She's not.
So here's something that Glo pretty publicly did last year when your dad, you said he retired. His time is up, so he retired. And she bought him a brand new Jaguar as a retirement gift, right? And this, we saw this back in November. I mean, that's pretty nice to give someone a Jaguar, no?
Yeah, what picture of Jaguar do you have?
I just know it's a white Jaguar.
What picture, what evidence do you have of the brand new Jaguar?
Are you saying that the Jaguar was not, she didn't actually give him a Jaguar?
There was no one there. What evidence do you have of that brand new Jaguar?
There's an Instagram video of it.
Of course, she gonna try to make it look good for y'all. My dad over there broke as a mother. Right now.
Let's say she has $2 million. How much of that does she owe to you and the rest of the family of that $2
million? She can get all of it like $2,500 a piece.
How much?
$2,500.
That's it? Just $2,500 flat? Or is that a...
$2,500 flip.
I think she would jump at that. I think if that's all you want, I think Glo might jump at that.
But imagine her being on for 4 years and not giving us zero. None at all.
What does your mom think about you going public with this whole thing?
At the end of the day?
At the end of the day, the day gotta end.
They gotta end.
I don't give a
All right, Angel, as a sibling of four, one of four, I'm curious your thoughts. And a mother who's created four siblings.
I have.
So that's eight. You two more, and you up me with the Glorilla and Scarlet.
She got 10 siblings, and she ain't did nothing. Nothing. She ain't break us off, no, my mama still clocking in at the clock, at the TikTok, and the don't stop at the FedEx, and she ain't did nothing. You wouldn't be getting the goddamn thing from me. Not even a retweet. That's how much you done pissed me the fuck off. I'm just saying she didn't give me
a retweet.
No,
that don't cost nothing, Angel.
No, it costs me energy. You ain't getting a goddamn thing, Stud Rilla. You ain't getting nothing.
Nobody a bitch. I caught her, bro.
I saw that. I mean, the audacity. Yeah, I feel obligated that she should be paying for us. I was like, wait, but why aren't you doing? You have about $10,000 worth of tattoos on your body. So you're already telling me you would not use that $2,500 you're asking for. Well, it's crazy. I understand. I mean, I'm sure with you being the wealthy one in your family, I'm sure this probably resonates in your body. So
I didn't
much.
Even want to deal with this.
You know,
topic. I was hoping, I was scanning through the Patreon like, please no, y'all. And they said, Glorilla Cam, Glorilla Sister, Glorilla Cam, Glorilla Sister, Glorilla Cam.
But I do think it's cash god dang on crazy to think that you need to be doing a social media campaign about why you ain't gave us no money. Man. Like, that's as if it's really going to diminish her character, Glorilla. As if people are like, I ain't going to listen to her music no more because she ain't, or her music no more.
Music.
Because she ain't paying for nine other adults' life.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No, not even nine. 11.
Oh, yeah.
She wants all the siblings.
All the siblings.
And not including the ones that already live with her, plus the parents.
And she's like, what was it, a Jaguar? What'd she get a daddy?
Jaguar.
That was nowhere near new. That's your complaint? That's your goddamn complaint, is that the Jaguar was nowhere near new?
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, you just wouldn't be getting no money from me. I understand hoping and wishing that if the people that you were with come up, that they will bring you up with them or at least give you something. But to feel like it has to happen.
Yeah.
That is insane to me.
$2,500 is all she asked for. That's 10 people. That's $25,000. Honestly, I don't even mean to be cold. I would have said, here you go. Don't ask me for nothing else in the rest of your life.
I wouldn't.
Because you put me out in the world like that. Like that. I'm with you, honestly. I think that embarrassing me like that is never going to get me to do what the intended thing is. I'd rather you be like, yo, I'm really down bad. I know, blase, blase, whatever. But on TMZ, you talking about you ain't retired me. You got my dad a car, but it wasn't a new car.
Are you going to now see me at strip clubs giving strippers tons of money? Your TMZ interview is going to be playing in the background of my new hit. It's going to be called Nutting. Gonna nut on this bitch, you get nothing. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be all that because you would act a fool. You will get nothing. Your complaints will be music to my ears
and music to the world. Here's the thing about the person in Glorilla's position. Say you give your family $2,500, right? The chance that is all they ever need in the history of the world is slim to none.
Right.
If Glorilla goes broke carrying 10, 11 people, people are just gonna get on her for saying you weren't financially sound. It's not smart to carry your family. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't do it, people gonna be like, you don't take care of your family. This is what's wrong with us in the hood. Other cultures, I saw this argument. Other cultures do this type of stuff all the time. So I'm really approaching this thing with life because as a highly visible person, people always have thoughts and opinions about what you should do mm-hmm. with anything, how you should handle any situation. And I realize no matter what you do, half the people are going to agree, the other half disagree.
Right.
So the only thing you can really do is what you think is best.
Right.
In your situation. Also, the world never has the full